In 1921, a devastating flood struck San Antonio. Of the 52 who died, 47 lived on the west side. Already living in substandard homes, displaced residents were left in even more dire straits. A local priest, Father Carmelo Tranchesi, lobbied politicians for a public housing project to house residents of the mostly Hispanic impoverished neighborhood. After the project nearly stalled, Tranchesi wrote to First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, asking for her support. After her assurances that the project would go ahead, building began. The Alasan Apache Courts were the first public housing project in San Antonio. Built in 1941, the buildings were a revelation for West Siders, residents who had no outdoor plumbing and who lived in wooden shacks with dirt floors, now had roofs over their heads and running water. A new exhibit, Los Courts, highlights the residents and culture that grew out of the projects. In the Courts Community Center, tall panels present pictures and stories detailing the history of the courts, including the notable residents who once made their homes there. 91-year-old Lilia Vela was making the rounds of the community center in her wheelchair. She was particularly proud to point out a picture on those panels showing a just-married young couple photographed outside the courts. That's her and her husband, Manuel, in 1947. Vela was one of the court's original residents.
We lived in the courts for 20 years with my mother when we were children. My husband and I got married. We had 5 children, 3 girls, 2 boys.
The now widowed Vela says the best memories she had of the courts were of simply having a roof over her head.
Most of all, the bathroom, having a toilet, having a bathtub, where we didn't have that when we used to live in the old neighborhoods. I didn't have that.
Another product of the courts is Blanca Gonzalez. San Antonians might know her best as Blanca Rosa, a member of the vocal group Las Tesoros de San Antonio. This vivacious 84-year-old also holds good memories of growing up in the courts.
They used to have like arts and crafts and games and everything for the young people. Basketball, I used to play basketball. Yes, it was something. I grew up here. I'm very proud to have grown up in the Alasan Apache Courts.
The Alasan Apache Courts are 1 to 2-story concrete structures with metal doors and no doorbells. There is no laundry room for residents, and most units have no central air, relying instead on window units. Free Wi-Fi is only available in the community room. What was once a step up for residents back in 1941 is considered substandard today. The San Antonio Housing Authority has been conducting public housing renovations and redevelopments across the city. David Nizavacha is president and CEO of SAHA. He says the 70-plus-year-old concrete buildings are due for redevelopment.
You know, a lot of our new developments, we're putting in connectivity to the digital access so people can actually have free Wi-Fi so they can gain access to the internet, which I believe is a basic utility everybody should have, because no matter where you live, you shouldn't be condemned to a life of poverty. You should have the same opportunities. So that doesn't happen here in these developments. The construction's old. It's really hard to retrofit in that regard. So the new developments provide that opportunity, that springboard, that chance that gives everybody to say, hey, you know what? I'm really going to succeed with the support of others, and the Housing Authority wants to be a major partner in that role.
But there are some opposing voices to redevelopment, which would require a temporary relocation of residents. Graciela Sanchez is director of the Esperanza Peace and Justice Center, a nonprofit that promotes social justice as well as the arts and culture of San Antonio's West Side.
How will the schools be affected? Will the new occupants have children? Will those children and those parents that are middle to upper class want to send them to low-performing schools? You know, the social network also, right? People might live in the courts, but their abuelitas or their tías, they live in the surrounding areas. And they need that for the babysitting. They need that for, you know, that network. And when you shut that down and people are also sent away somewhere else, they're not going to have the same social network that they had here. So it's going to affect San Antonio dramatically.
But pride in San Antonio's West Side is what brings residents and visitors to the exhibit's opening. And singer Blanca Rodriguez, who left the courts decades ago, never fails to tout her orgullo.
Yes, but I am very, very proud to be a member of the West Side of San Antonio. Everywhere where I perform, either by myself or with the girls, I always mention that I'm from the West Side.
Para querer, no. No necesito.
In San Antonio, I'm Norma Martinez.
Me sobra mucho, pero mucho corazón.